Today's episode is brought to you by Geico, because Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? And we all know the answer. Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with the homeowner's, condo, or renter's coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. In fact, how easy is it, Gio?
Well, Chris, it's Geico easy.
It certainly is. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. Hey, welcome to Corolla Classics for Saturday, November 26, 2022. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. You know the show goes. We're going to play highlights of the Adam Carolla Show here for you. My name's Chris Loxamana. I'm the executive producer of the Adam Carolla Show. And with me, as always, Corolla archivist, super fan Giovanni.
Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday. We got a great series of clips lined up. I'm really proud of these ones.
Me too. And let's get going with our first clip. Now, back in November of 2020... Adam was really obsessed with the story of Jeffrey Toobin. He's the guy from CNN who was on a Zoom meeting and was caught with his pants down, literally, during the meeting and touching himself, doing some stuff. And
what stuff was he doing exactly, Chris?
It's hard to say. It wasn't reported.
Specific detail, Chris.
We don't have to get into it.
Is he cut?
Yeah, you know, I have an even better idea. Why don't we just hear a reenactment of the incident that featured Adam back in November of 2020.
Adam Carolla Show 2940 featuring Jim Gray, not in this portion, Gina Grad and Brian Bishop, both in this portion. It's November of 2020. It's the Jeffrey Toobin reenactment. Let it roll.
We have one, Daily Mail. Jeffrey Toobin is fired from the New Yorker, Republican, right? Daily Mail, right-leaning, is fired from the New Yorker weeks after being caught masturbating on Zoom call. But then... if you go to the other side of the aisle...
What does HuffPo have to say? He was wrongly accused?
After introspective moment, man is fired from job.
Jeffrey Toobin fired for trying to fix the wing of a butterfly.
They're afraid of pants.
New York Times says Jeffrey Toobin fired by New Yorker. CNN says Jeffrey Toobin fired from New Yorker after exposing... himself on a Zoom call. CBS says same thing, exposure incident. So all the folks on Washington Post, left-leaning, says Jeffrey Toobin fired by New Yorker magazine after indecent exposure investigation. Well, they put indecent in there at least. So this is the thing with news now. So if you get your news from CNN or the New York Times or USA Today didn't say anything about masturbation or LA Times, if you just get your news from them, then you'll be confused, at least in this incident, because it's just exposure versus checking the alternative stuff, which would then let you know that he was masturbating on this Zoom call. But I thought. It's a very interesting. It sounds like a weird place to make an example, but this is the example of where we're living right now. It's masturbation versus exposed, right? If it's on the left, it's exposed. If it's on the right, it's masturbation. It's the same story. We're just getting a slightly, you know, what you would do if you liked him versus what you would do if you didn't like him. Although in this case, the folks who don't like him are more accurate because he was masturbating on a Zoom call. But I thought we could do a reenactment.
Who gets to be Toobin?
I get
on
to be
the Zoom call.
I do.
Oh.
I get to be Toobin.
Is the boss, Gina.
That's right.
you two are a Mormon couple.
Okay.
And
sure.
We're contemporaries. We're the same age. And you're an old family friend of the Tubins. And it's not like we hang out, but, you know, back in the day, you're family friends. And I, Jeffrey Tubin, am I'm going to an airport. I'm at the airport, and I'm catching a flight to Alaska to just kind of chill my heels for, and by the way, have some room to spread out my thighs a little, you know, get back to my first love with, you know.
Do what you're best at.
I like Alaska because it's dark 24 hours a day there, which is great. They don't talk, you know, they talk about salmon and they talk about Kodiak bears, but they don't talk about beat off travel. You know what I mean? Like tourism, that beat off tourism. You know what I mean? Oh, sure. You hear about all the highfalutin sex tourism, like going to the Netherlands or going to Thailand or something like that. But what about the guy who loves beating off and also wants to travel?
He's talking to his beat off buddies. I'm going to the North Pole. Oh, you lucky dog.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to watch that Al Pacino movie to figure out exactly what month it is.
Insomnia.
So you go there, you get 24 hours of darkness, and the beat off production is through the roof. You know what I mean? Because when that sun is just streaming through that paper thin shade in the morning. And
how are you supposed to get anything done?
Yeah.
You roll over, you see the picture of your son on the nightstand. I don't know why you have to travel with it, but it's there. All right.
No good.
So I'm going to Alaska where it's dark and I can get some beat off time in. Also, I want to get out of the public eye. You guys were just fostering some mission stuff over in Mozambique, you know.
Sure. Oh, sure,
and you're in a village. You didn't have electricity. You didn't know what
internet.
You couldn't travel because of the COVID thing. You've been trapped there for 9 months. You haven't heard anything about this story. Right. And as it turns out, we just we meet each other and then we run into each other in the airport. I think you guys are going to have to see me because I'm probably wearing a ball cap and trying to.
You're probably out hailing old friends.
Right. Hey! Right. All right. So here we go. I'm walking through the airport.
Right, we're walking from our flight. Oh, it's a long flight from Mozambique. I can't believe they fly direct.
Carl, is that Jeffrey?
Oh, it's Jeffrey.
No, it's Jeffrey from the picnics.
Oh, man, he's doing so well for himself. Let's ask him.
Goodness, what a gift we were given to see him, the first person back from Mozambique. Excuse me, is Jeffrey?
Yeah. I mean, no. Oh. Yo.
Bernadette and Carl.
And Carl. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
How are you, buddy?
Just, you know, come see, come saw.
Boy, I tell you, if we're just the guy to run into. We have been unplugged for months in a village in, of all places, can you believe it? Mozambique. I don't know what's going on, and we run into the news guy.
Oh, yeah. You are a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit down these days. I don't want to lay too much on you.
Coronavirus got you down?
Yeah, we've heard about that.
I can only imagine what it's like.
Hey, you know, I had a little dust up at work, and we kind of decided to part ways. And
editorial kind of thing. You wanted to, you know, say speak your mind on the president or something, and they kind of wouldn't let you.
Whose name goes in the byline?
Exactly.
Well, no, I've always had editorial freedom over there, but. No, it wasn't really.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great job.
You know, I mean, hear with the coronavirus, they're cracking down on people putting personal effects and knickknacks on their desk. Did you have a dust-up about the cactuses? I remember you collected those cactuses.
Well, it was.
Cacti.
I burned it that silly.
Stupid cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They, it was something they saw, you know, during a Zoom call, but it wasn't a salt shaker shaped like a cactus, if that's
something else on your desk.
Yeah. Yeah. On my desk?
Were you looking at some Fox News stuff? I assume that it was, you know, probably verboten over there to look at Fox News. Maybe on the browser
personal.
Or something.
No, no. Yeah. I watch Tucker every night just to kind of monitor it. They know that.
Sure.
It wasn't so much political, no.
Well, gosh, Jeffrey. I mean, what happened? We're so sorry to hear it. And I get it. So they're sending you on an investigative, what do you call it? A report, an investigative report to the Yukon Territory?
Or? Yeah, no, I'm just going there to get a little R&R, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, post-election, you got to relax, man. I bet I heard the election results went on for days. You were probably up for, you probably got 1 hour sleep, you know, on the air like that, analyzing the results.
Oh, yeah, I was up all right.
Oh, boy, we bad.
I can't imagine how hard that was.
Oh, I was up. I was good and up. Yeah. Yeah,
You know, you seem hungry, Jeffrey. I have some snacks. Do you need anything? I have jerky. Mm. I have yogurt.
Yeah,
it's actually gazelle jerky from Mozambique.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah. Girthy.
Yeah, I'm having trouble eating. You know, I love my job over there at the New Yorker magazine and CNN and all that for all those years. You know, so many years over there.
Oh my God, I got a whole bunch of articles ready to go that I saved from what I missed when I was.
I won't be working for either one of those entities anymore. So I'm a little.
Did something? I don't mean to be indelicate. Did something go wrong?
Well, you know. We were doing a Zoom call, and
we've done
that. Tried Zoom,
yeah.
And you know, the thing about Zoom is you're really inviting every one of your colleagues you're on the Zoom call with into your personal space. You know,
I mean, imagine how intimate it is. I mean, here you all are, just you know, looking at each other in bathrobes, perhaps.
Yeah,
oh, Carl.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't mean to be racy. I'm sorry. That's a little.
Carl. Okay, we don't want to embarrass Jeffrey. Okay.
Yeah, I wish it was a
bathrobe. With the racy talk.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was a bathrobe.
Sorry. What?
I'm saying it'd be nice if it was just the bathrobe.
Jeffrey, were you wearing a ladies' nightgown?
Was there a wardrobe malfunction?
No, the gym shorts came down by themselves. I mean, with a little help from me, I should say.
You know, Jeffrey, we've heard about, in Mozambique one time, Carl was sitting at the table and got a whole mess of carpenter ants that got in a hole in his pocket. He had to rip his shorts down and run outside. Oh, I hope that didn't happen to you.
Yeah, well, some of that happened to me.
I was the only one wearing clothes, so it wasn't odd. I mean, I just sort of joined the group.
I did have to rip my shorts off, yeah.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I'm sure your employer understands if it's an emergency situation.
Sure, and I hope you sought medical attention quickly.
It was more of a self-inflicted wound. Little less carpenter ants and more at my own hands. Or I should say hand, singular.
Carl, did you hurt your hand? Carl. I think he's a cutter. Remember Susie's stepdaughter?
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
Remember, like her stepdaughter? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's a cutter.
Yeah, I can hear you whispering. I can hear you whispering.
Are you a cutter? Are you a cutter, Jeffrey?
No, I'm a little more of a stroker, I think you would call it.
Not heard of that malady. What happens? How does that work?
Show us.
You know, you have websites that you really love. You really love certain websites.
Hello, Pinterest, guilty as charged.
Right. Churchoflds.org.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and you know, I love Bring a Trailer a lot, but there's other websites I enjoy, too. And, you know, during this whole COVID thing, it can be so lonely.
Mm. Oh, so like a meetup site, a networking kind of like LinkedIn.
Yeah, like wants to learn how to do sourdough starter together?
How do you spell meet?
The normal way. Were you mentoring someone? You're a good guy, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I got a little fella that I like to impart wisdom to that I like to keep kind of close to me. So there's an element of that.
Yeah.
I was.
I'm so glad you held on to those values, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Hold on to them tight.
Yeah, really grip them hard.
Yeah, grab on. Don't let go.
Don't let go.
Yeah, I'm really sorry I got to the airport so early.
I was going to say, flight to Alaska is leaving soon.
You never know with the weather over there. I just wanted to play.
Jeffrey, we got plenty of time. It's just so great to see you. I'm sorry, you were saying?
I was saying that. You know, I'm not as strong as you guys are. I don't have the religious base, you guys. You know how they say the devil makes work for idle hands.
Oh, yeah, don't we know it? That's why we're in Mozambique.
In this particular case, I think it would be the devil makes work for idle hand.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose that's a phrase I've not heard.
I was
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Did you give someone the finger?
Oh.
Oh no.
Bridget, please.
Oh dear.
Please don't say yes. I gave myself the five-finger discount.
Hmm. Is that something the kids are saying these days?
Is that like give me
Sorry,
you high-fived yourself?
I was stroking my pud.
Oh, how is your pug?
Yeah, I was going to say the little smushed face and the snorting.
No,
I don't let Raffles in the room when I'm Zooming. That would be inappropriate.
You're stroking her behind the ears. Yeah, get her in there.
Oh, she loves that.
I said pud.
Did you say pod? You're doing a podcast? I gotta tune in. We had a 15-hour flight from fucking
Mozambique.
We've
heard about those. Those are fun. They're not sound shorter.
Sorry. I don't know how you guys talk. I was beating my meat.
Oh, so you were Zooming from the kitchen?
Yeah, I thought that you were.
I have a tenderizer. You don't need to use your hand. You know, they sell them cheap on Amazon.
Yeah, the mallet things. Really,
I don't know why.
Yeah, you just pound it. You can do textured or flat.
I don't know why I keep going down this road, but I was choking my chicken.
Oh,
he loves cooking.
We don't judge, and if you're cleaning it too, then it's God's will that the chicken dies. And
he had a good life, and now he's providing for your family.
I was doing the five knuckle shuffle.
Ooh! Oh, you know what? I've seen that the kids from Fortnite do that the floss, the five
TikTok,
knuckle shuffle.
Yeah,
all right, let me see if I can just get clear here for a second. You know, I do have a pug. That was coincidental. But you understand, I don't have a monkey, right?
I think it's illegal.
I didn't know
a
your family to raise monkeys. Yeah.
Yeah, I was spanking the monkey.
Oh well, speaking of Mozambique. You got to get those monkeys away from the cabins. They will wreak havoc. They'll take anything that's not tied down.
Carl spanked so many monkeys in Mozambique.
That
was the only way to keep them out of our cabin.
I'm not really a believer in corporal punishment, but you know, you had to teach them a lesson. Otherwise,
Carl would run into the village square spanking monkeys.
You know, I don't have a gherkin, right? Are there gherkins in Mozambique?
They're hard to come by.
All right. I was jerking the gherkin.
You know, I've heard from Deborah. You remember Deborah. There's a cookbook, a Jamaican food cookbook.
All right, hold on.
You can jerk anything.
You know I'm vegan, right?
I'd heard that.
After the chicken?
I'm vegan.
You vegan.
I've been vegan for 13 years. Okay. I was bopping my bologna. Okay.
Is that like the Beyond Burger, the bopped bologna?
Yeah, the Beyond Bologna.
Like, oh, there's the Impossible Burger, Beyond Burger, and there's the, is it the bopped, you're saying the bopped burger? The bopped bologna.
All right, you two. I was masturbating. Okay, forget it. I was masturbating. Are you fine? Are you satisfied?
With the chicken and the gherkin and the bologna? That's a lot of props.
Those are euphemisms.
Jeffrey, we gotta go. We gotta get back to Utah.
Right. Well, hold on.
Carl, come on. Come on. Carl, come on. Stop
Good
talking
luck, Jeffrey.
I want the yogurt. End scene. Thank you. It was powerful.
Gina with the chicken.
All right. So when I was sitting around this morning at 8, I was thinking, what if you ran into this couple from Utah and they could have a conversation?
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
It was more than I hoped it would be.
This episode is brought to you by BlindsGalore.com. Blinds Galore's massive Black Friday sale starts this week and everything is going to be 50% off. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. So get over to BlindsGalore.com today and take 50% off all of their custom blinds and shades starting November 22nd. BlindsGalore.com was the first place to buy custom window treatments online. And trust me, they know what they're doing. It's a family-owned and run company who has been at this for over 20 years. Blinds Galore is known for doing one thing and doing it better than anyone. They create 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements for a perfect fit and a perfect look. These window treatments aren't lying around on a shelf somewhere. All of BlindsGalore.com's products are hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door, and created just for your windows. And if you have questions, Blinds Galore's expert customer care team has covered over 2 million windows. And we'll be happy to help you every step of the way, either online or over the phone. And you can even book an online one-on-one consultation with their virtual designer. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, especially during their huge Black Friday sale when you can get 50% off everything. Visit BlindsGalore.com and let them know we sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com. And that was the Jeffrey Toobin reenactment back in November of 2020.
And one of Gina's finest performances.
Yeah.
You sent her like a paragraph long thing on how great it was. It's one of her finest improv things she's ever done. The multiple stages and the way she just won't accept the fact he's trying to tell her he got caught beating off. And Adam's idea for the thing that Jeffrey Toobin and his wife met up with a Mormon couple while they're in like Utah. Like it's the whole premise of them like running into somebody else and trying to explain that scenario. Oh man, gold. Just comedy gold.
Can't believe that was already 2 years ago.
I know. The time is weirdly gone weird. And it actually relates to our next clip as well. The passage of time and how confusing it's been.
All right. So before we get going to the next clip, which is a listener request, and I remind everybody, if you want to submit a listener request, just send an email to classics@adamcarolla.com, or you can find us on Instagram, find you or myself on Facebook, wherever. Let us know what you want to hear, and we'll share that clip with the world. It's that easy. All right, this clip is a request from Steven. He writes, "Hey guys, great job putting together these episodes. They've been a fun jog down memory lane. There's one clip in particular that I've been dying to relive. Frankly, I think it was a travesty that didn't make the ACE Awards, but it was Joe Coy in studio, and they were discussing Orlando Zeus Brown. Joe plays a role of the toilet as Adam plays Orlando breaking into his ex-wife's house. I feel like it was around this time last year that the show aired." Yeah, it was. I totally remember this clip. I remember finding the facts for it. And yeah, I'm surprised it didn't make the ACE Award for Best Reenactment, too, because it was really funny. The toilet sounds were incredibly gross, and I'm excited to hear this one, too.
Well, first of all, before we get into it, you want to know what's weird about this one? I was reading this. The party left out, but he goes, "I'm surprised it didn't make last year's ACE Awards." And then I found the episodes from 2018. I'm like, huh, this idiot must have a head injury. COVID's messed this guy up real bad. He doesn't know about time anymore. Everybody thinks it's last year, but it's 3 years ago. Turns out his request is from 2019. I've been searching for this one all this time trying to find it. I've spent weeks probably on this over the years trying to get it. So we're finally playing this guy's request, Steven. Hope you're still out there. Hope you're still listening. Hope you're still alive, because this is pre-COVID. So we don't know what happened to Steven. It's Adam Carolla Show 2403. Joe Coy, RJ Bell, not in this portion. Nobody needs RJ's parlays now. Gina Grad and Brian Bishop, September of 2018. One of the funniest reenactments ever done. Joe Coy is a golden god. Enjoy.
I had an interesting conversation. Oh, football season is upon
us. It is.
And I got to go out on Norm Pattis's boat on yesterday, and went to Catalina, brought my daughter, brought her friend, blah, 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 fun in the sun and all that good stuff.
Making weekly trips out there, man.
I tell you, it's good. Catalina's awesome, and if you can get there in 30 minutes in a boat that
especially
goes 60
that
miles an hour, great. Always an eclectic group of guests. One guy, ex-NFLer, played for the Browns, offensive lineman, is now working, doing, being an agent for football players. And had an interesting conversation with him about he handles interior linemen.
Okay.
And I said,
not a glamour position.
No. Okay. And mostly
the bowels of the industry.
Mostly the center.
Okay.
And I gave him a long-winded soliloquy about
the smartest guy on the team.
The snap, the shotgun snap, about practicing 25 of those after practice every day, so you don't, they didn't have to. So quarterbacks that were 6'6" didn't have to get the ball off their feet, you know, when it came in low, and not fluttering it back so that the ends could get half step closer to the quarterback while the ball was floating in the air. And we sort of got into it for a while. And then I said, "You played for the Browns. Remember Orlando Zeus, who played for the Browns?"
Okay. Now, sweet name.
His name is Orlando Brown for the Browns, but his nickname was Zeus. Okay. And this guy was made famous
This is a guy who was hit in the eye by the ref's hanky.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And walked over to the ref and, like, sort of menaced him and pushed him down. He's a hulking, huge man. He said, oh, yeah, played a year with Orlando Brown. I said, what? First off, it's nice getting answers to stories. Like, one of the things that always vexed me was they had eye shields, plexi right. eye shields.
Yeah.
According to the story is they'd outlawed them, and so he wanted to wear one, but he wasn't able to wear one, and that would have prevented him from getting hit mm-hmm. in the eye. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why wouldn't you let guys on the interior line wear an right. eye shield? Yeah. Why is there a rule? Like, who would? What's what kind of maniac you know, would make a rule against that?
Who would be opposed to that?
Right, and so in
there's
a world...
only benefit.
Yeah. Whenever there's a lot of, like, why? Like, how did this work? How did this come to be? It's sort of how like every catastrophic airline accident comes to be. Just like a little something nothing right. that then leads to something that leads to the a plane effect. Going down and 300 souls lost.
The only thing I can guess, because those things are shaded, right? They're sun shades.
Some are clear.
Right, is
some
that
are,
if some guy goes out cold, gets an injury or whatever, you can't communicate with him?
But no, that's a no. long shell.
That's the only thing I can think of.
No, when I give you the answer, you'll go, oh, yeah.
Okay, let's hear
okay.
it.
So first things first, I'll backtrack. He's hit and like blinded in one eye by the referee's flag.
Yeah. The flag has a weight at the end of it,
right.
too.
So that's, right. Now, so some would go with lead pellets in their
buckshot.
Others would go with like corn or something, you know. Yeah. So it needed a weight. Now, they didn't back then. That's like, hey, you use lead weights, lead pellets, I use corn, you know.
They didn't regulate it.
Yeah, now yeah. it's all corn or whatever they use, sand or whatever for weight. Also, they used to throw it at the guy, so they kind of knew
yep.
who they Where were calling they? It on versus just throw it on the ground.
Right.
Which, less eyeballs on the ground than there are on adults, usually. So this guy was first off blinded because there's lead shot in the bottom of this thing, which now you can imagine him being damaged, and they God. Threw it at him. It yeah. went right through his face mask, hit him in the eye, damaged his eye. I don't know if he was blinded permanently, but he was damaged.
God, I forgot about
that. Yeah, so he missed three seasons due to temporary blindness, filled with ball bearings.
Late 90s? Mid-90s?
Yeah, probably later.
Dude,
later.
99. Remember this.
Late, well, that's late. Okay, we'll look at the play. You couldn't tell at the time. You were sort of like, what? He threw a flag at him. Why is he? Then it kind of seemed like. It was a tough, weird. It just hit him right in the.
Yep, got him right.
Yes, thread the needle.
Thread the needle, hit him right in the eye. Then he was weird anyway. So then he kind of knocked the guy down. Now
I couldn't see
this guy. First off, this guy was described to me as 6'8", 400 pounds and like built like a linebacker. Yeah. He wasn't a big tubby dude. He was a massive, massive guy. I mean, it's 6'8" and 400 pounds. The guy I was talking to was 6'5" and played at 330 and said this guy was huge. So he was big. Yeah. He told me, I said, where's the mask? Why no shield in front of the thing? He said, well, there were guys like Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon had an eye problem. Yep. He had sensitive his head, like Roy Orbison's situation. You know, Roy Orbison wore those sunglasses all the time.
Because he was cool.
Yeah, because he needed to wear them. He had like a weird sensitivity. Okay. To it. And
Jim McMahon, the punky QB with the Bears video.
I'm okay. familiar with Jim McMahon. How dare you?
Jim McMahon.
The punky we ain't here to cause no trouble. We
wanted to
Super Bowl
yes.
the one.
Yeah. He wanted to wear sunglasses or did too because he had the same condition or a condition that made him sensitive to light. So Jim McMahon and other quarterbacks started putting on the like polarized yeah. one that was reflective and whatever. Well, the networks didn't like it because you can't see the quarterback. You don't realize how big a part that was. You'd see his sure. eyes. You'd see what he was thinking or whatever. And now you're just looking at this reflective right. Darth Vader kind of visor, you know? So in the big mistakes, the big mistakes we do as a society, he said, like, I want to wear this. The league said no because the TV guys don't want you. It doesn't look good on TV. And then you did this thing where you go, no eye shields. This is why we're stupid. Yep. This is what makes us insane. Nobody goes, no eye shields for the quarterbacks or no eye shields for skill position players, but who cares about defensive linemen or whatever it is? We have this thing where you go, hey, if you can't do it for them, then you can't do it for anybody, which is dumb.
Yep.
I've had this, we've all had this happen a million times in our lives. Like, I'd like to do it. I wish we could do it for you, but we'd have to do it for everybody. No, you don't have to do it for everybody. You're allowed to, you're a human being. Mm-hmm. You can make rules. So he did want to wear the shield, but they said no shields.
Well, and that's bad optics. Pardon the pun.
Well,
that's bad. I mean, you're doing something directly that's going to cause injury because somebody doesn't like the way it looks. I mean, that doesn't look good for the league.
But guys have gone without these shields for the whole league. I mean, the entirety of the league has had no shields, and it hasn't been a big problem. And the ball bearings and the thing, like, nothing's a problem
until
there's this weird, perfect storm of no shield versus throw the flag at the guy who did the holding or the headbutting or whatever it was, and then ball bearings in the thing. So now the guy's blind in one eye.
Was that the reason they eventually let them back in the league? That must have been the straw that broke the camel's back, right? The turning point, because you think of Calvin Johnson, Megatron in any day game, Jenny Tomlinson any day game, they're wearing the visors, but it came after this fact.
So. Did he sue the league?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yes!
Big time!
First of all, who's the asshole that was like, "Hey, we need to throw handkerchiefs. I need a little weight in it. Hey, put some steel ball
bearings in bullets
it.
In there."
Anyone has ever seen that? Well, anyone has ever seen that juggling act where they do the hanky?
Yeah.
Realizes you got to put some ball bearings in there, because otherwise they just kind of
go rogue.
They just kind of float.
They'll just keep flying to the sky.
They'll never stop.
Yeah,
yeah. You need something heavy.
So they did that. And also, if you're going to throw something at a 6'8"
ninja
black
stars
man,
at the bottom of it.
Some throwing stars.
Put some ninja stars at the bottom of it. That way it'll stick to the athlete.
Uh-huh.
That way we really know who did it. Let's get some ninjas for some reps.
What would that sound like?
It'll sound like this. Hey, personal foul, asshole. Yeah, shut up. It's just a ninja star. It's just a ninja
it's
star.
It's in the meaty part of my thigh.
20 yards.
Oh, put down the nunchucks.
No, one more. Two more yards. Don't talk to me, asshole.
No, not a handful of hot sand to the eyes.
Yeah, asshole.
Yeah. I can't see.
Yeah, now you can't see nothing.
This is preseason. What's going on?
You offside.
I'm going to get cut tomorrow by the Turk.
Oh, I'm going to cut you now.
Not another. Oh, the samurai sword has come out.
Have a bad day, asshole.
Who thought it'd be a good idea to hire full-blown ninjas as referees?
Pass in a fear, asshole.
Jesus Christ, it's been halftime for 10 minutes. What am I doing out here on the field taking this kind of abuse? No, I'm saying that to the Gatorade guy. I'm good. Shake off the kid, you know. All right.
That's
so
how that would go.
That's how that would go. So he gets approximately $75 million from
Jesus.
The league.
Good. He deserves it.
Yes.
He deserves it.
And then he comes back and is able to play for 3 years.
Same team?
I think he came back for Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah,
I think. So this guy grows up in the scariest part of D.C., and it's all gang infested.
Okay.
This guy's 6'8". I mean, he's bigger than the blind side. Yeah. I mean, he's a mass, you know, he's massive his whole life. There's kind of a difference between husky or chubby or big or thick or whatever, and then this. Like, he's a giant man.
Yeah.
So obviously,
it just looks right.
He's a giant man when he's 15, 16, 17, and he's grown up in these gang infested areas. So they're trying to recruit him as an enforcer. Each different gang wants the hugest guy in the neighborhood. They're talking 401k.
Sure.
They're talking paid maternity leave.
Yeah.
You know, they're throwing all the packages at him. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
gangs have 401k now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're very sophisticated.
Yeah,
I love when everyone says that. Really? The guy with the tattoo on his forehead is very sophisticated.
Ownership stake.
Pluralizes money all the time is very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very sophisticated.
Very sophisticated.
I always love it when people say that. It's always whether they're talking about gangs or whether they're talking about a breed of bird or something, or an ant. They go, they're very sophisticated. That's never, it's never a compliment. It means you think they're dumb.
Yeah.
They're a little less dumb.
They're not as dumb
they're
as you thought.
They're not as dumb as you thought.
Yeah.
But they're still dumb.
Adjust your expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. No one ever says that about smart people. they're sophisticated. Yeah, they always talk about that with the gang. They're very sophisticated.
My CPA is very sophisticated. He has a spreadsheet and
so
email.
They recruit Zeus to be their enforcer. Each gang wants him to be the enforcer. His mom makes him promise to never join a gang. He's this huge hulking guy. He ends up essentially fighting. The gangs end up saying, look, you don't have to join the gang, but we're going to have like fights, like backyard fights, and we're going to bet on you, and we're going to bring people in to fight you.
Wait,
you've got to fight
them. When is
this
happening? Before?
In Thunderdome.
This is happening before any kind of football into his life.
So they want to do it like Kimbo Slice style.
Yeah, they want to do the backyard fighting.
Yeah.
And
very sophisticated, by the way.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah, very sophisticated.
Sell tickets.
And
tickets, and we can send you with a
very sophisticated.
What we do is we go to Costco, we get a lot of water.
Right.
All right, we buy a bulk water for 24, we get a 24 can.
Right,
of water. Okay, and that's what? That's $5.
Right.
For 24, but then we sell it for $1.50 a piece.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying?
So
I get the $5
24.
Back. Times that by 24. What do you got?
36.
$36. Take away the $5. What do you got?
$31.
$31. That's how much I just made on that fucking water. You see what I'm saying?
Very
There's
sophisticated.
There's money to be made.
Right.
This is sophistication.
Right.
Then, you see what I'm saying?
But you spend $800 on a fake chain.
Okay, hold on. I'm not done.
Okay.
You ready? Now we buy pizza because people get hungry at the fights, right?
Right.
All right. So I buy an extra large pizza.
Uh-huh.
$24.95.
Right.
Has approximately what? 25 slices?
At least.
How much do you think I sell it for? A slice.
$3?
$18 a slice.
$18
yes.
a slice.
Do the math.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The luxury box.
Carry the
box.
Yeah, carry the
box.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah,
25. $450?
$480?
$460?
Roughly.
Roughly.
So between the water and pizza, how much did I make?
$500?
$500, motherfucker. See what I'm saying? Sophistication at its best.
Right.
You think it's a backyard fight.
Right.
I see it as a business opportunity.
Right. But you did squander that money leasing rims for your Caprice.
That's fine.
Priorities.
You know what I mean? There's priorities.
You gotta reinvest.
I got it.
Hey, I got to live too, motherfucker.
No, I got it. I got it.
You see what
you
I'm
should
saying?
Have rims. You should have rims. All right. So, he then has to do these fights, I guess, in order to kind of survive.
For which side? For who?
I don't, we're on a boat. We're going 60 miles an hour.
This is where you heard the story.
That's right.
Never mind.
When you got a 60-mile-an-hour wind,
you get
about the
third syllable. Yeah. Yeah. So,
that was good. You're going to do it again. One more time.
Was it the blonde or the crab?
Yeah. And then the guy yells, "We don't have crepes." Right.
We come to find out the actual stories about his after school job working at a children's hospital.
Right.
We don't have crepes.
Well, that's how those conversations on a speedboat work.
Was it the blunts or the crepes? We don't have crepes.
Would that's you like a panini?
So he does all this fighting. Then, of course, because he's so massive, he ends up... He sued for $200 million. He settled for between $15 and $25 million. Again, chalk it up to the boat. You know, you blame certain things on Rio.
Yeah.
Blame it on the headwind. Yeah. All right. So.
There are a few drinks involved, too, Adam. I've seen you talk and have a few drinks at the same time.
You weren't driving the boat.
No, that's right. So.
Not yet.
Not yet. So he then. Gets a settlement, whatever, comes back in the league. He's coached, Belichick is the coach at the Browns.
That's right.
At that time, mm-hmm. He essentially realizes that all this guy does is fight. It's so carved into his DNA to just fight anybody who comes at him that he drafts him and says, look, I can't have you fighting with everyone all the time. Essentially, then gets a player that he says, I'll give you a couple hundred bucks if you can start a fight with him at practice. Like, and that guy's job is to try to start a fight.
Goad him, yeah.
Goad him into it so he can work through this situation.
Like
well, there's a reason Belichick's the greatest coach possibly of all time.
Yeah, he said, I realize this guy's a physical presence. I also realize he's a liability that he punches everybody. I'm going to get a guy just to... I'll assign a guy to him. He won't know it, but I'll assign a guy to him just to start on him. And that he did. Yep. And he eventually got it worked out. He had some kids. He got his settlement. He played 3 more years in the league. And then I think he just died on his 40th birthday.
Oh, yeah. Oy vey.
Or not birthday, what? But died but being at 40 of diabetic complications. Was he 40, Max Spada? It's crazy.
40 years old.
Yeah.
You got to figure out how size isn't 40. Built to last, you know.
Yeah. I know, but remember when I had that conversation with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and it got super uncomfortable?
Still ticking.
You challenged him on the fact that he was still alive.
What's up with that?
Defy him to die.
It was the worst because I'm like, you know how real tall guys, you don't see a lot of 80-year-old guys that are really tall. And he's like, no. I never thought about it. I'm like,
oh my God.
And I'm like, you had to have thought about it. And he's like, never thought about it. And
I was like,
well, you just don't see super tall dudes like that are 80, you know? And he's like,
That's it?
Like, well, it was kind of weird because talking about his mortality.
Yeah.
When I spoke to him, he was, 72, So it's like, according to my clock, he had until the end of work,
end of that conversation.
Yeah, the end of the work week to live.
But you also know that he,
on Friday.
You also know he was a black belt in Bruce Lee karate.
Yeah, I get it. He's like, he's probably vegan and he probably meditates for a half hour a day and
all
that stuff.
But he was also taught karate by Bruce fucking Lee.
Who's also
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, he did die.
That was because of feng shui.
I like being taught karate by Bruce Lee. Someone extends your life 30 years. Like,
I thought it did.
Yeah, didn't work with Bruce.
Didn't work with Bruce's son either, by the way.
Too soon.
All right, so anyway, this guy, Zeus, it's just a crazy story. If you guys look the guy up, you'll just see him.
They should make that a movie or documentary.
I was sitting next to this guy, and every story told me about this guy, backyard fighting and, Belichick and getting to the league and getting the freakish accident and hitting in the eye and then his kids. And I think he has a kid who's now in the league.
Wow. Yeah. Orlando Brown Jr., very big guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff, like they were talking about it from his childhood, isn't well documented either, so...
Well, it makes sense. Did he grow up in the D.C. area and sort of the wrong side of the tracks blah, blah, blah?
I don't mean to besmirch or speak ill of the dead because I have no idea, but you said he's kind of a hair trigger. Did he have any domestic issues that ever came to light or not that kind of guy?
Well, yeah, but you give him a cultural pass.
This is
like Indians, eating peyote. You know what I mean? You
got to
give him a pass. It's a kind of an Ike Turner, kind of grandfathered him in.
Write this down.
You understand?
Just write down cultural pass.
Yeah. Set in his way.
Sure. It's a different time. Okay.
Wait, how'd you say that?
I don't.
You gave a little flavor there at the end. Different time.
Different time, girl. Come on now. I never heard of any, although let's put it this way. There's certain people where you'd be surprised
if
they had this under their, it's a two-way street.
Oh, okay.
Like, Alan Dershowitz accused of, you'd be surprised, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
This, I might be a little surprised the other direction. Yeah. But I don't know. Any charges, Max Zapata? Any situations?
Not that I'm seeing.
Well, thank you for besmirching then, Gina Grad. Because until now, we've gone 24 and a half minutes with no besmirchment.
Reset the clock.
What'd you find? What did you unearth?
Let's see. After retiring from football, he became the owner of a Fatburger, and then I'm reading this out loud.
That's fine. So far, so good.
And then in September 2009, Brown was arrested and charged with third-degree burglary and destruction of property, but the charges were later dropped.
That's not even what I was...
No, but hold on a second. This is basically what we have out here with the Amber Alerts, which is you think it's kidnapping... It's basically the Mexican guy who's lost custody of his daughter who says, I'm going to keep her for an extra 2 days this weekend.
Yeah.
That's what the kidnapping is. It's not kidnapping. It's the biological dad who's lost the daughter in the custody, whatever, keeping her for an extra 48, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, that's that. Now, when rich guys... break and enter and steal things.
It's their old house. They're not allowed into anymore.
They're going
back
into their
current house, and she changed the locks.
There's something.
Yeah, I mean.
This isn't, I need a new stereo.
I need my stereo, which is right there.
There's a house without bars on it. Yeah, that guy can climb
even
through,
fit through a window.
He couldn't fit through a sliding glass door. So
come on.
When you hear about this,
yeah,
that's going back home to reclaim what's rightfully his.
Exactly.
I'm guessing.
Broke into his ex-wife's house. Storm door and tearing down curtains.
Tell us
how
not to profile.
You know?
Tell us not to profile.
Listen
why?
To this podcast, everyone. Listen.
Why? Why? It's so much easier to get to the answer without asking the question. He broke into the old wife's house.
Yeah.
Which is his old house, yeah, right?
Which is his house.
He's living in the back of a Fatburger outside of Baltimore. He just went back in to get his Teddy Pendergrass CD. And now this, right?
Now he's
right.
Brought up on charges.
Right. Now, so what was the whole story? Did you figure it out?
Not a lot documented, but just, you know, charges were dropped. But, yeah, accused of breaking his ex-wife's house, breaking a storm door, tearing down curtains while she was on vacation.
Oh, hey, honey, have you seen a $25 million check lying around here? It would have been from the NFL or Paul Tagliabue, yeah, or, you know, something like that.
No. No, the giant foam core one? No, not that one.
No.
The one my lawyer gave me on the easel? That was awesome. But that was just for photo ops. I'm up to the actual check.
This one I can deposit.
This can fit into an ATM very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Also defecated in the basement toilet and ransacked your closet.
Well, who hasn't?
Hold on. Oh, come on. He had
who
to go to the bathroom. There's
hasn't.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Joe, right. Like you said, how has there not been a movie made about this?
Yeah. By the way.
That's how they ended.
Hold on.
By the way, Joe, I'm going to take a shit in my house.
Joe, we rarely ask you to do this, but could you play the role of a toilet that saw a retired 400-pound, 6'8 guy named Zeus, who is now running a Fatburger franchise and is probably put on a couple of pounds, head in your direction.
Suffering from diabetes.
Walking with purpose towards you.
No, looking
angry with a curtain. Wearing a curtain like a superhero wears a cape.
No, you're not even allowed in this house.
Where's that toilet again?
No, sir, just shit on the floor.
Oh, damn, where was the light?
No.
Oh, yeah, muscle memory. Where are you?
I can already smell the onions.
I'm coming your way.
No, just shit on the bed, sir.
And a double king cheese
please,
with an egg.
I can't hold you up.
Yeah.
We're not designed for this.
Made a shake I call a suicide. That's where I take vanilla,
no,
chocolate, and strawberry, equal parts, and put them all into a Viking helmet.
I see.
Just drink it right out of straight from the helmet.
I smell relish. I smell relish. I smell pickles.
Right.
I smell onions.
I wear a belt. I wear a dispenser belt. I got relish. I got mustard.
Can you just shit
I got Dijonnaise. And I got Thousand Island.
Sir,
well, just, ketchup.
Sir, please just shit.
All right, let me
shit
take a load
tub.
Off.
Shit in the tub.
Let me take a 400-plus pound load off.
Just shit in the tub.
Tub's not
just
big enough.
Just shit in the tub.
Now.
Shit in the jacuzzi.
They'll know I was here.
She's fucking another guy in the jacuzzi that you bought.
You kidding me?
I swear to God.
She's out there in the jacuzzi.
The guy that cleans the pool. Remember that guy? Remember that asshole?
Yeah.
She's fucking him in the jacuzzi that you bought.
All right, when I'm done taking a shit.
No. That's supposed to motivate you to go shit in that jacuzzi, please.
Let me look on my list of things to do.
No.
Break into old house, tear down curtain, shit in basement toilet, rush jacuzzi, beat suitor.
No. Please, can you laugh? That last one, take off the list.
Mm.
The one where you said shit.
Break
in
get caught up in curtain.
No. The one that
punches
says,
in the air.
No. The big
ignore
basement.
Signs of early onset diabetes.
No, the other one. The basement toilet. You see that one? It's right there at the bottom, towards the end, second to the last.
I got menace umpire.
No.
Yell at line judge.
No.
Pick fight with the tackle of Belichick paid off. Where are we?
You see, the toilet? You see anything that says toilet?
Oh, yeah, right here. Top of the list. Take a dump. Here we go. Done and done. Bombs away.
I have a delivery for a Mr. Zeus.
Yeah, thank you, Grubhub.
Where do you want this pallet of toilet paper?
Oh, yeah, you guys are doing toilet paper?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Oh, yeah, makes sense, right?
Of course. I mean, it's, you know, it's a more full-service operation. You know.
All right. Doing Taco Bell and Grubhub. And toilet paper. All right, hold on.
Anyway, I have a gross of tacos here.
Okay, I think they call it a ream.
Do you have a garage door that opens up?
I'll just go ahead and go
what
through.
What does that sound?
I blew out the sliding glass door next to the pool house. Got it. Hold on. Don't listen to anything my toilet has to say. He's a liar. Hey! You want to find out again what Brown can do for you? I'm this close to shutting the lid. All right. Now, where were we? Thank you. Joe Coy is a part of the toilet.
I can see why you're the number one comic.
Oh, thank you, man. That's my shit joke.
The part where
my
you
shit chunk.
The part where you defecate and leave it in there, I don't feel like needs to make it to the police report.
Nah, they didn't have to say anything.
I feel like
no shaming.
You had me breaking entry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys did a DNA test. Like, we don't know if somebody else came in here, literally.
Since the door was open.
Okay. They forgot the flush. Or maybe the ball cock valve was on the fritz.
Some neighbor kid is like a 20-pound shit.
Yeah. I'm saying, leave that out of the story. Yeah. Police report.
That's not how he should be remembered.
But he broke back into his old house.
His old house.
Okay. But she was on vacation. So, Gina, you owe him an apology.
I apologize. You are clearly an upstanding man.
Did he take things? Well, we know we took one thing. But.
Yeah, doesn't say he took anything, just destruction of property valued at less than $500.
Oh, it's like a CD changer. He took a CD changer back.
Where was the... Fatburger now a national chain? It used to be out here.
It is. It's in the East Coast now, too, I guess.
And the brothers love Fatburger.
Fatburger is really good.
You can get bacon and eggs on your burger.
Yeah, you can have bacon and eggs.
In-N-Out is really good, too, but the brothers love.
Magic Johnson owns a Fatburger.
Oh, well, I stand for that. I'm 1,000% correct. No, there used to be one on La Cienega.
Yeah, that's his.
That's there.
No, that's
no.
His.
There was a freestanding one on the corner, where it split off or whatever, and you'd go there, and they didn't have the. Let me tell you about the difference between the Jews and the brothers.
Please
in a
do
second.
Finally.
If anybody knows the difference, Adam.
I'll shed some light on that.
And that was Joe Coy doing the reenactment of Orlando Zeus Brown in the toilet. All right, well,
how crazy is it that you also thought it was last year?
Yeah, it. Look, I don't even.
Time is a
time
flat
anymore.
Circle. We're all going insane.
I have no idea.
And then also, craziest improv ever. Joe is the toilet begging for mercy. The noises he was making. That character. I forgot he even did that character. One of Joe Coy's best impressions is of a toilet being filled with a giant, obese ex-NFL player's poop.
He really can do it all.
He can do it all.
All right, let's put a wrap on part one of today's episode, but stick around, part two coming up next.